sister, buy a house along Cornwall's coast. Yes, Rick will write his music, and Pam will be the ideal hostess. They meet sweet Stella, who wants to visit as much as she can. But her grandfather says it's out of the question and not part of the plan. So Rick writes Stella, Stella by starlight. Wynwood House is so perfect, aside from one studio room. 'Cause even when it's sunny outside, it stays shrouded in a gloom. Rick and Stella get closer, but grandfather, he stays stiff. Then one night she tries to end it all by jumping off of a cliff. So Rick plays Stella, Stella by starlight. This house, it has a history that turns these events into a mystery. There are disembodied voices, gypsy lovers, and possession, seances and foreign smells that lead to confession. But what's that? What's that? Stella knows her dead mother isn't her mother at all. Just an evil soul pulling bad vibes through the halls. Rick confronts the spirit, tells it to be gone. There will only be laughter now as the night breaks for the dawn. Now Rick has Stella. Stella by starlight. Rick has Stella. Stella by starlight. Rick has Stella. Stella by starlight. Rick has Stella. Stella by starlight.